Blog Talk Radio.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Well, good afternoon and greetings to our dear UFCCM affiliates, our friends and supporters of this ministry. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast coming to you by way of UFCCM Anointed Radio. Teacher Margaret Tindall here, extending a hearty welcome to all our listeners who are on the phone, who are listening via Facebook, or either the UFCCM website. Happy New Year and blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. Well, this is our first laity broadcast of the new year, and we give thanks to God for allowing us to see another year, and most importantly, that we have an opportunity to continue in this ministry. I was so elated to hear the excitement from our program director, Bishop Haywood, who was rejoicing that he was the first one in UFCCM to speak to our ecumenical patriarch in this new year. And this just struck me because it is so wonderful that we give thanks for all things and we express joy at all blessings and opportunities that we receive from God. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer right now. And as we pray, dear listeners, I ask that you please especially remember Her Grace, UFCCM Bishop Emeritus Betty Brown, who is hospitalized right now. But we are believing God for her deliverance and praying that she will be released to go home soon. Please also remember our Provincial Bishop of the Ecclesiastical Province of Massachusetts, Bishop Ronald Hobson, who lost his mother on yesterday. Let us continue to lift him in prayer. And always, as we're continuing to pray for Mother Elizabeth Kramer, and all throughout the UFCCM, those who are in the need of prayer, comfort, please remember them as we pray. So let us now go to the Lord. Dear God, our refuge and our strength and our ever-present help, Father God, we come before you this morning, first of all, in adoration for who you are. We worship you. We love you. We adore you, Father. Not just because of what you have done for us, but simply because of who you are. And I think more importantly, because of the great love that you have shown us and the world to allow your Son to lay down his life and pay the penalty for our sins, that upon accepting, believing, and confessing him, we may be partakers of your kingdom. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you thanks. Father, look on each and every one of us today, Father. Touch our hearts. Search us, Lord God. If there's any sin or anything that is not of thee, Lord, we ask you to remove it, God, and help us to continue to move forward in your way. Father, as we come before you today, we're so grateful for you and for the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries, for our Ecumenical Patriarch, every one of our bishops, our affiliates, our overseers and pastors and clergy and laity. Father, we are so grateful for this body of fellowship. And we just thank you for providing the means for us to come together once again, to join together, to hear a fresh word from you. Father, we ask you to look on those throughout the UFCCM, our Mother Brown, our Bishop Hobson, our Mother Kramer, and throughout this fellowship, those who are in need of prayer, who are sick, Lord God, who are in need of any comfort or provision from you. Father, we trust you for it. And as we go into this broadcast today, Father, our greatest prayer is that you would decrease us and that the Holy Spirit would take charge and that the Holy Spirit would lead and guide. Bless Bishop Tindall as he brings a fresh word to our hearing. Bless every listener. Father, let each of us leave this broadcast today differently and in a better way than when we tuned in. Father, we ask these blessings in the name of your precious Son, Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, our scripture for today is found in Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Remember yet not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Dear listeners, this scripture just blessed my soul so much today. And as I reflect back to the first broadcast of 2020, this is the same scripture that the Lord impressed upon my heart then. And he is yet impressing it upon my heart, because even as Isaiah wrote about the promised deliverance for God's people from Babylon and reminded them to look forward and not backward, and that he would do a new thing, we stand on this promise today. God is so faithful. And just as he promised to care for and provide for his people in captivity and deliver them, we believe and know and trust and understand that God will provide for us. He will deliver us and keep us. Even in the midst of all that's going on, we're looking for a new thing, and that God will allow the refreshing rivers to flow forth, God, that bring forth fruitfulness and grace and love. And Father, we're just so excited about what God is doing, what he has done, what he's doing right now, and what we know that he is going to do. So as we approach the beginning of our sixth year of this broadcast, our desire is to continue to reach out to the UFCCM laity as well as our friends and supporters who tune in. We are excited about all that God is doing in and through the UFCCM. And I'd just like to give a heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you for your continued prayers and ongoing support as we continue in this ministry of laity training. We are looking ahead to where God will lead us in 2021. To God be the glory. The year 2020, although fraught with the challenges of COVID-19, being isolated in our homes, unable to meet together physically to worship, yet God kept us, he covered us, he protected us and provided for us. And for this, we give him thanks and praise. It is by grace that we were able this year to continue with this broadcast, which featured so many powerful, uplifting, and enlightening lessons, teachings, and messages, which focused on our 2020 annual UFCCM theme, which was Moving Forward by Faith. And as we begin this new year, we wait in anticipation for the great lessons and messages that God has in store for us, to encourage us, to inspire us, to give us hope as we continue in our faith walk. I'm so happy because each year we've been so honored and blessed to have our ecumenical patriarch, His Eminence Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., joined by Her Grace Mother Bishop, as our first broadcast presenters, where they set the tone for our focus and direction with our 2021 UFCCM annual theme this year. We know that there is a fresh word from the Lord coming our way today. And I want to hurry up and get out of the way so we can open up our ears even further and listen. But there's so much we could say about Bishop and a Mother Bishop by way of introduction, but suffice it to say that they have prepared themselves in the secular arena, but most importantly and most significantly, they are prepared spiritually as anointed leaders, preachers, and teachers of the word. And over the years, their ministry has enlightened and encouraged and brought many to Christ and into greater knowledge and understanding of God's word. And we're so blessed that they will be sharing with us today. As we always let you know, you will have an opportunity to call and speak with our EP and Mother Bishop with any questions or comments or even testimonies that you may have if you have been blessed and inspired by what we will hear today. Remember, the call-in number is 347-850-1405. You press 1, and Bishop Haywood is standing by. He will be standing by to bring you in. And listeners, please, this year, don't be shy. We want to hear from you. So without further preliminary, we want to bring our EP and Mother Bishop to you at this time. Good morning, Bishop and Mother Bishop.
Good morning, Teacher Tindall.
Good morning, Teacher Tindall.
We welcome you to our first broadcast of this year, and thank you so much for being with us today. We are eager to hear what God has given you to share with us today. So we are ready to listen.
Praise God. Thank you so much for such a wonderful and generous welcome to the broadcast this afternoon.
Yeah.
We give honor to the Lord, our Savior, for all of His mighty acts and goodness towards us. Mm-hmm. And it is just a joy and a privilege to share with you all and to participate with you today in the first laity training broadcast over the UFCCM Anointed Air Radio Ministry. We give honor to Bishop Haywood, our minister and chairman of the Ministry of Communication, and to Teacher Tindall, who are the executive leaders of our broadcast, and to all of you who are listening today. We thank God for the opportunity to greet you at the beginning of a new year and say to all of you, Lashana Havah, which means in Hebrew, may you have a good year.
Amen.
Today, the Lord has laid a word upon my heart to share with you, and prayers have already been offered, so we're going to get right into the word that the Lord has placed in my spirit. I want to talk to you today from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to be reading this from the New International Translation. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, recording exchange and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I want to talk to you about Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. The theme of the UFCCM for this new year, 2021, is continuing to move forward by faith. I thought, as Teacher Tyndall read her remarks in her opening scripture from Isaiah about God doing a new thing, and I thought about the theme of the UFCCM from last year, which was moving forward by faith. And I thought about a saying that I used to hear, and you're probably familiar with, which says, if you continue to do what you've always done, you will continue to get what you've always got. And the point of that is that everyone wants to do something different to get something different. But when it comes down to moving forward by faith, I am satisfied to continue to get what I've always got, because what God has for me continues to manifest itself in time, and it continues to grow and grow and grow. So don't stop moving forward by faith. If you continue to do anything, you continue to move forward by faith. Now, during the last year, most of us who have spoken on the UFCCM Laity Training Anointed Radio Broadcast have given truly inspirational messages and lessons on faith and how faith must be applied to our lives as Christians as we move forward. Our theme from last year was based on Hebrews 11:1, which declares, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The remainder of Hebrews chapter 11 gives a rousing list of heroes of faith and of how they were successful in overcoming seemingly insurmountable obstacles in winning great life victories by faith. None of them stood still. They realize that faith is not static, but it is dynamic, always in motion, and propelling those who believe to move forward. They understood that prayers are answered, victories are won, missions are accomplished, trials are overcome, and opposition is demolished when faith is the basis of motivation. In line with this year's theme, continuing to move forward by faith, we come to the text of today's presentation from Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, which I will now repeat. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a greater cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. It is as if the patriots of faith are saying, we did it by faith, and you can too, but you must not give up. You must continue what you started. We are witnesses of what happens when you continue to move forward by faith. This great cloud of witnesses warned that along the way, temptations will come to entice you to succumb to hindrances and or yield to easily besetting sins, which Solomon described in Canticles chapter 2, verse 15, as little foxes that spoil the vines. Sins that may seem to be insignificant, but are designed to destroy faith, is so-called little things, which can so easily beset one, can confuse the mind, trigger frustration with the dirty, and cause spiritual short-sightedness. And so the encouragement today is to continue to move forward by faith, to run the race with patience or perseverance, and to do so you need to emulate Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. To be like him, you must keep your eyes on him. Take a look at verse 2, which speaks of Jesus as the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. You may be more accustomed to hearing this passage read in the King James translation, which speaks of Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. And you know, many times these verses are used to encourage Christians who are young in the faith. They are sometimes used to encourage those who are trying to make a decision about whether or not to run the race. Or for those who are older and have been doing the race for a long time but growing a little weary, they are a helpful reminder for all believers to look to Christ, who has experienced the same kind of suffering and temptations that we have, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15 assures us that, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Continue to move forward by faith, the patriarchs say. We did it, and you can too. Look at Jesus and how he endured, whether it was 40 days of fasting and being tempted at his physically weakest point, or walking on a storm-lashed sea, or agonizing in the Garden of Gethsemane with sweat dropping from his brow as great drops of blood, or whether enduring the horrors and the brutality of the cross, Jesus continued to move forward by faith. He continued to move forward by faith in the life of a thief who cried out, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." He continued to move forward by faith, saying, "It is finished," when he summoned death to Calvary, not when death thought it was time to show up. Jesus continued to move forward by faith when he got up out of the grave on the resurrection morning and told the Apostle Paul, "When you write your great treatise on death, write to the Corinthians, write, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" The pioneer and perfecter of faith was able to accomplish that because he continued to move forward by faith. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10 of Jesus, it says, "For it was fitting that he, for whom, and by whom, all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their faith salvation perfect through suffering. Beloved, the call today is to continue to move forward by faith. Jesus is the pioneer of faith. He is the founder of faith because he is the one who is the source and initiator of salvation for all humanity. If Jesus had not come and lived a perfect life and died a horrific death and rose again from the dead, we could not have saving faith in him. So our faith is the result of what Jesus has done, not what we have done. Therefore, he is the pioneer of our faith. He is the founder of our faith. He is the author of our faith, because our faith is entirely dependent upon Jesus and his amazing works. Without Jesus, whom could we believe on to be saved? That is why the Apostle Peter stood before the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem and declared, "There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Jesus initiated salvation by faith. The English word rendered as perfecter, is from the Greek word which means finisher or completer. Jesus is the perfecter of our faith,
yes.
Not by making our faith perfect, but by making us perfect through our faith. Faith reality. In this life, we are never going to be sinless or perfect, not in the way Jesus was sinless or perfect, but through the atoning work of Jesus, those who have by faith received him as Savior are considered righteous in the eyes of the Lord and are not judged according to their sin. I often refer to this verse of Scripture in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 24. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life." Excuse me. "And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." When God looks at you, the believer, God sees the blood of his son applied to your life, and he judges you as righteous. We need to rejoice because our life hidden with God in Christ Jesus. So don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Continue to move forward by faith. Let me kind of bring this all together and close this out by reminding you that as you continue to move forward by faith, you have everything to gain.
Yeah, amen.
What will you gain by stopping? What will you gain by giving up? You have everything to gain. Faith, with faith in Jesus, you can do all things.
Yes.
Do you remember Philippians 4:13?
Yes.
I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Yes.
That word strengtheneth is in the sense that it is already done.
Yes, yes.
You're just moving forward by faith, but the strength is already there for you. It's just waiting for you.
Praise God.
I'm saying that the battles of life are not. And when you come to your Red Sea, that you need to just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In other words, sometimes you just need to physically stand still, but spiritually keep moving forward by faith.
Amen.
Continuing to move by faith. That's what God gave us this year. When we continue to move forward by faith, let me give you a prophetic word. We prophetically speak that the best season of ministry for the UFCCM are before us.
Yes.
Keep on persevering.
Praise God.
Keep on offloading every weight.
Yes.
And
yes.
The sins that so easily beset us. You're going to race, but you got to run it with patience.
Yes.
So run the race with patience.
Amen.
Keep looking unto Jesus. Continue to go where he leads. Remember the song, "Where he leads me, I will follow." You may not follow him with your feet, but you follow him by faith.
Amen.
Continue to declare victory over every obstacle the enemy puts in your way. Continue to look for that city which has foundations, which builder and maker is God.
Yes.
So, beloved, let me encourage you as you continue to move forward by faith. Every day, walk by faith.
Yes.
Every day, speak by faith.
Yes.
Every day, visualize by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, hear the word of the Lord your Father by faith. Every day, continue to live by faith.
Yes.
You say, I've got a race to run.
Yes. Yes.
All God's children got a race to run.
Yes.
But by faith, see yourself at the finish line.
Yes.
Continue to move by faith. Say, in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before me.
Oh,
tell
God.
Me who can prevail against me.
Hallelujah.
And all power in heaven and in earth.
Hallelujah.
In his hand. How can I fail
when
I continue to walk according to the word of God,
which
is to walk forward by faith.
Thank
no storm is too great that Jesus cannot say, peace be still.
Oh,
no trial is too heavy that he cannot be a burden dearer for you.
Yeah.
In the midst of bereavement, in the midst of sickness, in the midst of heartache, in the midst of pain, whatever come upon you, continue to move forward by faith. And let me leave this little line with you as I close out this thing. This year, we don't know what's going to happen. We've seen what's happening in the last few days, the last few weeks. We don't know what's coming up. But I tell you this, as you continue to move forward by faith, be not dismayed.
Yes.
Whatever betide,
God
will. Take care of you.
Yes.
He needs his way of love abide. God will.
God will.
God will.
God will.
God will.
Yes.
The Lord says that he will. Take
Thank
care
you,
of
Jesus.
You.
Just Thank
continue.
You, Lord.
Move forward.
Mm.
God
Hallelujah.
Bless you and God help you.
Amen.
And may heaven smile upon you. It's our prayer today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for that spiritual energy infusion. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
Well, listeners, I don't know about you all right now, but I have been spiritually energized and physically energized by that word coming to us fresh from on high through Bishop Tindall. And he said so much that is so encouraging and spiritually energizing. And I know that we're going to have some callers who are going to call in to share how they have been blessed from this message. But I just want to say, the one thing that Bishop Tindall pointed out that I don't think we think about enough, and that is the fact that with all that he went through and all that happened to him and all that was done to him, Jesus continued to move forward by faith. That is just such a word of encouragement, because there's a lot of stuff happening around us, and some of us, things are happening to us, things happening against us, but we must continue to use Jesus as our example, to emulate him and continue to move forward by faith. Don't be distracted by COVID, by violence, by all of these things, but continue to move forward by faith. I am so energized. I'm just anxious to hear what our listeners have to share today. Bishop Haywood, do we have any callers on the line?
Well, we do have a few callers that have expressed a desire to speak. And most, it seems, are just parked. But again, as Teacher Tindall has said, make sure that you press 1, and that way we'll know that you would like to have a word or a comment. But if I may, Teacher Tindall, right before we bring on our first person, I'd like to just express how, you know, it was a double blessing. First, you know, being the first person to speak to IEP on the Lady broadcast, you know, early this morning. And so that was a blessing to me. So I'm going to carry that anointing the rest of this year. And I really appreciate that. So that was an absolute blessing. I was unexpected. That doesn't normally happen when I, you know, so it was a blessing to me. The word in terms of, you know, moving forward by faith, you know, and the words that the EP spoke, I think are paramount. And a couple of things that I heard in there dealing with, you know, it's not time to give up. You know, continue to have, you know, faith, you know, as it lives, you know, and is not a thing. You know, so I heard all of those things, and I just know, you know, that there's going to be a ton of sound bites that we can use, you know, throughout the year, you know, from this particular message. So, you know, so I just wanted to say, you know, Bishop Tindall, thank you so much. That was absolutely, you know, and I know, you know, I feel like there needs to be more, you know. It was a little short.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. So, if you like, I can go ahead and bring in our caller.
Yes, Bishop Haywood, please. I'm anxious to hear. We're anxious to hear.
All right. We'll call it 301, and I know it's Elder Hunt. So please go right ahead.
I'd like to say good morning and Happy New Year to everybody. I give honor to Bishop Tindall, to the EBOB, and to all of the officials of the UFCCM. Excuse me, and especially to Teacher Tindall and Bishop Haywood this morning. I just want to say how much I truly was inspired by the message from you, Bishop Tindall. The very first thing that you said struck me, because you gave spiritual validity to the statement that it was, if we continue to do what we've always done, we will continue to do what we've always got. That opened my mind to the fact that I am so happy that I have done what I have always done, to pray and to trust and to know God and to seek him more and more, because I want to continue to get more of what I've always got.
Yes.
And as we continue to move forward by faith, I'm trusting God for more faith, more joy, more hope, just more a deeper determination to go forward by faith and to press on and to do the will of God with all of my heart. Thank you for that message. It set the stage for us for this year. And as Teacher Tindall said earlier, even in the midst of all that we went through in 2020, we can close that book and open up a new chapter because we are moving forward by faith. And if we do so, we surely will continue to get what we have always got. To God be the glory. Thank you for that message.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Hunt.
Well, Teacher Tindall, it seems everyone is shy. No one wants to speak. I guess they're like me, was waiting for more. And but I'd like to ask a few questions, you know, of Bishop Tindall, if he wouldn't mind, Mother Bishop, and I know Elder Hunt is still there. So since you called in, maybe we could have, I'm kind of taking the opportunity to come in out of the control room for a minute. Mm-hmm. I'll go back in the room in a moment, so I'm not going to stay out here too long. But I'd like to ask, Bishop Tindall, in terms of, the pastors who are listening to this message today, and our theme of being moving forward by faith and it's not time to give up and so forth. And I know a lot may not be in the give up, mindset. However, I do know that, speaking with other pastors, that they're going through some things. And, what could be the one word that I could use, or the one statement I could use to encourage out of your message, pastors that I'm in contact with in this 2021 season?
If there's any encouraging word from all that we have had to share with you this morning, that I would like to say to all the pastors or elders or anyone that are going through anything right now, I want you to remember that scripture that we gave from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, in the course of this message. This scripture has been an inspiration to me down through the years. And I hope and pray that as you pastors with your work, your ministries, and ministering to the body of Christ and overseeing the flock of God which the Lord has entrusted you with, remember your Savior. From Hebrews 4:15, where the writer said, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses." That means that he is able to literally understand and actually feel on an emotional sense what you're going through. But we have one who is tempted in every way. Temptation is not always the enticement to do something wrong. Temptation can take the form of a weakness or discouragement. Somebody have your phone on, that's rather distracting. If you could mute it out, we'd appreciate it. But temptation can sometimes be very distracting, and it could be the cause of something that caused us to want to give up or not feel like going on or feel like you can't make the pastors. We know that you have a heavy load on you, and it is compounded in trying to do what you are called to do in the midst of this pandemic. But God will say to you today that just continue to hold on. He knows what you're going through. Anything that you're going through, Jesus has already been through, and he is able to carry you through and give you victory through everything that you have to face.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, Teacher Tindall, I think that one of the, listening to Bishop Tindall, thank you so much for that clarity. I've been meeting with, here in Fond du Lac I've been meeting with a few pastors in this area, and you know, and some of them have very large churches, but are yet discouraged. You know, and you know they're frightened. I have to say that, you know, I have to message moving forward continually by faith, as you have just indicated. You know, if we resonate that, if we can push that, you know, into their hearts and spirits, you know, I think that, you know, it will be a service to them. Looks like we have another caller.
Bishop Haywood, before you bring that caller, may I just interject something?
Okay.
One of the things that Bishop Tindall said that I think will be helpful to all of us is when, you know, that Hebrews 4, that first verse talking about the cloud of witnesses. And if we look back at Hebrews chapter 11, the Faith Hall of Fame, when Bishop Tindall said, they were saying, we live by faith and you can too. We did it and you can too. I will never look at that chapter the same, because in reading it and studying it over the years, we take it as kind of a written history or documentation of what they did. But Bishop Tindall brought out the essence of what that chapter and what those accounts of those faith heroes really mean to us. And what it is saying is, we did it. Look at Abraham, what he went through, and all of these heroes of faith. They did it. They walked by faith. And if they did it, we can do it too. And I just think that is a wonderful thing to share with people, to go back and look over those accounts and see what they went through. But yet, they held on to the faith. And if they did it, since we serve the same God who was the God yesterday, today, and forevermore, if they did it and held on to their faith in him, we can too, no matter what we're going through. I just had to get that out because that struck me, and it brought that chapter 11 alive within my heart and my spirit in a way that speaks directly to me that I can do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, as elders, you know, of course, you know, bishops are elders with an episcopal assignment. But as you know, because we're all elders, I think it's important, you know, that we encourage each other, encourage the body, also encourage the leadership. You know, because the leaders oftentimes, you know, are kind of left out there. You know, and they're, you know, it seems seemingly, and I know my wife used to say this quite a bit. She would say, you know, they can't talk to everybody and shouldn't talk to everybody, you know. And so I guess one of the things, you know, I think Elder Hunt is still here. Are you still here, Elder Hunt?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, I know that you and Teacher Tindall both worked in the area of the military also, you know, and because we're soldiers in the Army of the Lord and all of that, you know, and whatnot, what are kind of the parallels in terms of morale, you know, and, you know, that we can glean from Bishop Tindall's message, you know, from your vantage points of dealing in the military arena, you know? And I'm asking this, I'm being a little bit selfish because, you know, I'm just trying to pull information from Bishop Tindall's message and then kind of pull on the two of you so that I'm able to better serve some of the pastors in the circle that I'm in.
Yes. Well, I'd like to just offer this in response to that, Bishop Haywood. Having served in the military as a senior officer, I think one of the most effective things for me was to convey a sense that we were strong together, that we were bound in unity, and that when we were tried at the worst times, that we could stand. And as a leader, it's important to remember that we should always be faithful when we are not, if that makes sense to you. In other words, we must be faithful in the eyes of those that we lead, because even when we are not those that we lead, will uphold us, just as Moses' two armor bearers held his arms when he wasn't able to hold them up by himself. He had armor bearers. Therefore, our faithfulness, a part of our faithfulness is to support each other, to build each other up. We have to, as they say, rally the troops when things look bleak. I've never been in combat, and I can only imagine what it's like having talked to people who have been in combat. But if you think about it, we're in a combat zone right now in this world and in this life. And we must have the intestinal, spiritual fortitude to be faithful when we don't sometimes feel like being faithful, to rely on the Word of God, to stand on His Word. We have to be able to convey to people that, yes, we are all in this together. We're going to fight this battle, and we are going to overcome. And when we adopt that attitude of unity, when we adopt that attitude, as Bishop Tindall said, laying aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, laying aside all that baggage, just letting it go, and just putting our confidence in God, asking for His presence to overshadow us, to give us faith and to lift us up when we're weak, to give us strength when we feel like we cannot make it. When we begin to call on the name of the Lord, when we begin to just go within ourselves and begin to just say, Lord, I just need Your strength right now, and I am asking for the Holy Spirit to move in me so that I can be an inspiration to those who are looking to me to help them to make it through. Leaders need support, they need help, but people are always looking to them. And it's a great charge to be a leader. It's a great charge to be a pastor. It's a great charge to be in any position of such that people are depending on you for outcomes that they don't think are possible. But we know that with God, all things are possible. So I would say, along with others who've always, be encouraged and trust in God and know that tomorrow is another day. Things may look bleak today, but tomorrow is coming. And when tomorrow comes, we will begin to see the blessings of the Lord. So just to continue to be encouraged and continue on in faith.
And I would like to add a couple of things, one for our leaders and one for the laity, because I am a proponent of everything that we do, but the training of our laity. But one of the things that Bishop Tindall said was that we need to emulate Jesus to continue to move forward by faith. And in the military, the soldiers and the various military personnel, they are charged to emulate and follow and take orders from their leader. And as Bishop Tindall brought out today, he said, Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, is our leader. So we need to follow him, move forward by faith, take orders, and follow our leader. And in the military, those soldiers are trained and drilled to never, and I'm going to use this expression, never turn tail and run. No matter what they go through, the trenches, the barbed wire, the bad weather, the rain, all of those things, they are taught never to turn back and never to run. And even the Word of God teaches us that who looks back and turns back from the Lord is not fit for the kingdom. And any soldier that turns tail and run, and we've had accounts of those who have, they have been court-martialed, excluded from the military, and had their benefits stripped away from them. So we need to continue to emulate Jesus and to follow him, because he's the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And I do want to say this too, Bishop Haywood, you mentioned various pastors. You know, one of the roles of us as laity is to lift up, to support, and to encourage our leaders. Leaders need encouragement from fellow leaders, but they also need encouragement from their followers. So I would charge the laity, and I hope you can, you know, you would share this Bishop Haywood, with some of the pastors that you're dealing with, that laity should be encouraged and should take the time and opportunity to encourage their leaders and to propel them forward. Because without the role of the laity, it is very difficult for the leaders to accomplish the objectives that they have set out to do.
Amen. Well, that's all I had. I'm sorry, it was probably a little bit selfish, but I had to chime in on that message from Bishop Tyndall and kind of get the perspective, you know, of the two of you since you were both there. I did go into the screening room and asked a few if they wanted to have a comment, and apparently no one wants to comment or have a question. They're just listening.
Well, we thank God for our listeners.
Well, we have one. We have one.
Okay.
just now. They said, "No, wait, they've got their finger up." So, do you want me to pull them in now?
Please do, Bishop.
All right, one moment.
All right.
Okay, caller, go right ahead.
Bishop Haywood, and greetings, everybody. This is Bishop Elect. Shazer Haywood. And I just want to say that I'm just very blessed on the word and the message on the day. And it took me back on the time that, you know, even as leaders, you know, we can be overwhelmed because we are in a fleshly body and the flesh reacts. And I remember a time that even when we were first in the assignment here where we are, Bishop and I, Bishop Haywood and I, that we were facing so much of crazy. But at different times, if I was feeling down, he would encourage me. If he was feeling down, I would encourage him. This one particular day, we were both like, we're done. You know, we're getting out of here. Why are we even here? And about 10 minutes later, my son came back with a note from a woman up the road. And in her message, in this letter, she said, "Whatever you do, don't leave. God sent you." And never knowing that this woman even was a believer or a person that in her living in her position, that she was an individual, you know, that would hear from God, and so much so that, you know, God had to have spoke to her in that moment concerning us. We've never physically met her. We saw her briefly in the door, I think, once for a couple of seconds, but she was in tune to God in his spirit, and so much so that she sent that message to us, called my son up just to get him to the house to give us this message. And it's so many times that, you know, and I think back on my dad, you know, he had key people that, because when folks would get angry with you because you won't give them what they want, you know, pull their money, pull their presents and everything else and everybody else that they can take with them. And he said he remembers sitting in his office and everything around him crumbled down. Just, it was like the building was caving in and collapsing. And he was frightened a little bit, but of course he would be, because what is happening? But in the midst of the rubble, people were showing up in the midst of the rubble and handing each other 2x4s and hammers and started to rebuild. And God gave him that, you know, this isn't it for you. You know, I'm going to give you what you need. I'll send you who you need. And in this pandemic, and I'm sure there's a lot of pastors, because their living is by the people that give and support. But, you know, when God has put us in an assignment, he's going to see to that assignment being completed. And he'll give us the tools and the individuals that we need to make it all happen and to accomplish that work. We were in the midst of a situation that we didn't know what was happening, but all we knew after that moment was that God sent us. We had to rely on that and depend on him, and he was going to make the way. It wasn't about what a person said or what they did or didn't do. God was going to provide. And I just wanted to put that in there, and even as an encouragement, that we don't always know what's going to happen. And I say all the time that, you know, we don't know, but aren't you glad that you know who does and who holds tomorrow and who will lead us through the way, and especially concerning his work. And I just thank God for the message this morning, the scripture that was read on today, and it is an encouragement to me. And I love you all, and God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop-elect, for those comments of encouragement and wisdom. And I'm sure that they are a blessing. Excuse me, please. They are a blessing. We've had some sort of interference on the line for quite some time, and our ecumenical patriarch and Mother Bishop had not been able to clearly hear what was going on, and I don't know what the interference was. I just hope that they're able to hear now. And one of the things that we do ask in our various virtual calls and so forth is, if you're not speaking, to mute your phone. So if you're not speaking, if you could mute your phone, I think it would help the clarity and the transmission of our broadcast. But we want to thank our ecumenical patriarch and Mother Bishop for being with us today, and we thank him for that word that, as I said, it has been a spiritual energy infusion for me personally, my personal testimony, because sometimes, you know, we become overwhelmed and we get kind of weary, but we thank God that we may be weary in the flesh, but we're not weary in the work. And we will continue on to be not weary in well-doing, knowing that we shall reap if we faint not in due time. So, Bishop, thank you so much. Can you hear me, Bishop Tindall?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we've been here the whole time, but we're having so much. We're having a very difficult time following anything.
Oh, I am so sorry. We were just extending thanks and appreciation to you for that beautiful message that you have brought to our hearing to set the tone
thank
for
you.
This year
thank
as
you.
We continue thank to move
you.
Forward by
the
faith.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We thank God, and we pray that we were able to say something to encourage and help the saints today.
Yes, we thank you so much, Bishop. And we want to, you know, give thanks to our ecumenical patriarch and our EBOB and for their ongoing support of this ministry of laity training, to our very own Bishop Haywood, our program director, who ensures every month that these broadcasts go forth by means of Blog Talk Radio, and especially to you, our listeners and friends, who listen in every month and participate in this broadcast series. We thank God for each of you. And just by way of a few announcements, our next broadcast will be on Saturday, February 13th, and we hope that you all will mark your calendars. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. And tune in with us. We want you to keep in mind the monthly UFCCM 24-hour prayer meetings. And I know that our EP and Mother Bishop, as well as your jurisdictional bishop, will be sending out information and schedules. And we encourage you, the laity, we encourage you to please participate in these prayer meetings. If you haven't signed up, please do so, because we know we need prayer now as never before, and there is power in prayer, and we need to pray without ceasing, because the word lets us know that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, and we pray fervently and we just ask that as many as can, let's just jam up the prayer time so that we have constant prayer going before the Lord during our monthly UFCCM 24-hour prayer meeting. Also, please mark your calendars for Saturday, February 27th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Central Time for our new Ministry of Laity Training Initiative, which is the UFCCM Laity Network Connection. It is going to be so exciting and such a wonderful way for laity to connect in a more informal networking setting via Zoom. Elder Emerson from Midwest Jurisdiction and I are co-hosting the Laity Connection, and we're working diligently in preparation. And we want as many of our UFCCM laity throughout the UFCCM to be a part of this. And you'll be getting more information via email and the UFCCM website. So get ready to get your coffee and get ready to get connected. And those of you who want to know more about the UFCCM, please go to our website at ufccm.org. There are lots of exciting things going on. Our Bishop Tyndall is doing a course on the feasts, and you can find out how to register and sign up for that. There is even the course outline so that you can understand and know what is being taught. And we encourage you to please go and check that out and sign up. Let's have a full class as we learn together what God has placed on our ecumenical patriarch's heart to share with us to facilitate our learning. Because as the word lets us know, we need to study to show ourselves approved so that we may rightly divide the word of truth. And for those who want to know more about the UFCCM, again, check our website at ufccm.org. If you have questions about the broadcast or desire more information or just want to let us know that you're listening and how this is blessing you, we need to have that information as we plan for our year ahead. So contact me directly, if you will, at teachertyndall@ufccm.org. We would so love to hear from you. And on that note, we're going to close out for this month, and I'm going to ask our very own Bishop Haywood if he would give us our closing prayer.
Amen. Well, blessings once again, and we shall be sure to keep all of those announcements, in the forefront of our mind. Let us go before the throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet going to do. We thank you, Lord God, for covering us, Lord God, throughout 2020 and in anticipation of 2021. Lord God, we know that you hold everything in your hand and you are not short of your promise. So, God, we bind the enemy that comes to hinder, to kill, to steal, to destroy. He has no authority, and we call you and put our foot on your neck. You are a lying demon, and your works have already been defeated. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the power and the anointing of our ecumenical patriarch this morning that covered us, Lord God, with these words. We thank you, Lord God, for our Secretary General, Mother Bishop, Lord God, and Lord, for all that she does. And Lord, we send and extend, Lord God, special our prayers, Lord God, as we join in where two or three are gathered together, that we know that you're in the midst. Whatsoever we shall bind on earth, you'll bind in heaven. Whatsoever we shall loose on earth, you'll loose in heaven. So we bind the hand of the enemy, Lord, as we stand together with all the prayers, Lord God, of all the saints, everywhere in particular, Lord God, the UFCCM and its prayer warriors and intercessors. So, Lord God, touch, Lord God, Mother Brown, Lord God, our Bishop Emeritus, Lord God, your servant, Lord God, and we know, Lord, that she shall come out, Lord God, of this, Lord, Father God, because we know that even though our bodies, Lord God, are fragile, our spirit is strong, and yet we have a work to do. So we thank you even for the work that she has yet to do. And, Lord, we also extend prayer, God, of containment, Lord God, around, Lord, right now, Mother Elizabeth Kramer.
Yes.
Touch her, Lord God, and Bishop Kramer, Lord. So, Father God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We only, Lord God, stand in agreement, Lord, with the prayers that are already there. So touch, God. Touch this broadcast. And, Lord God, those that hear it, Lord, even now or by archive, Lord God, let them hear something, Lord, that will continue, Lord God, to bless them. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Amen. Thank God. Well, we will see you. We will be joined together again, the Lord willing, next month on February the 13th for our February broadcast. God bless and keep you in his care. Love you all. Bye. There is a definite need for training for laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices for laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.